Till a smiling bride by my own fireside sits the star of the county town. From Boundary Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county town.
We just don't know if we can do one more song yet. We have time for one more.
Hey, Bart, will you help me out on this one?
It's a dance. This is even more of a dance tune, and it's available on our tape, which is for sale right over there.
And it's called Waltzing with Bears.
And this tune doesn't cost you a cent. Just join in.
And everybody, please sing. I can't take this much longer today.
What was that? What was that?
It was probably rude.
I love it.
Chris and the Scuzzstones, you see why we earned our name. Names don't come cheap.
Go for it. Thank you.
Thank you. Just how I felt.
I went upstairs in the middle of the night. I tiptoed in.
He goes wah 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 waltzing with bears, raggy bears, shaggy bears, baggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do, so he can go waltzing, wah 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 waltzing, so he can go waltzing, waltzing with bears.
Everybody now.
He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, shaggy bears, baggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing. So he can go waltzing, waltzing. Waltzing with bears, raggy bears, shaggy bears, baggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do, so he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing, so he can go waltzing, waltzing with bears.
Everybody dance. Thank you. one's free. Last chance to dance. Goes. I could tell you a story here, but Chris, hurry up.
We begged and we pleaded, oh please won't you stay. We managed to keep him at home for a day.
But the bears all barged in and they took him away. Now he's waltzing with pandas and he can't understand us. And the bears all demand at least one dance a day. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy Bear, Shaggy Bears, Baggy Bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing. So he can go waltzing, waltzing with bears.
Would you like to hear another song from the Wah 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 Wonderful Burr Oak Ensemble?
If we're going to do one more, we want to do one of our very, very favoriteest new ones, McPherson's Lament. Lee will be singing and John will be playing the fiddle.
About the gallows
wantonly and say dauntingly gay he. He played a tune and he danced down about the gallows tree.
For the Baroque Ensemble. Thank you. They too have tapes which are available over at the Folklife booth and over at the Friends of Florida Folk booth, which is near the old marble stage. And now we are ready for the Heritage Award, so I'm going to turn the program over to Orman Loomis.
Thank you. Okay. If you'll give us a minute here, we need to get set up for the Folk Heritage Awards. Which way are we going? This is a very, very special occasion. The Folk Heritage Award was created in response to a lot of people's feeling that we have some outstanding folk artists and folk cultural advocates in Florida who, unfortunately, aren't well enough recognized around the state. The Florida Folklife Council actually created and confers the award, and I guess I should say before we get too far along that if you know of anyone who you feel deserves this award, I wish, and I know the council members wish, that you would let them know. If you don't know any of the council members personally, speak to one of the members of our staff, the staff of the Bureau of Florida Folklife Programs. But at any rate, I'd like to go ahead and begin the program. I'm Orman Loomis, Director of Florida Folklife Programs, and it's a privilege to ask you to give your attention now to this event, which we've awaited eagerly. The official presentation of the 1986 Florida Folk Heritage Award. I wonder if I could take a minute and ask people to come on out.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. There are some people I didn't see backstage. We're expecting if Representative Hollingsworth is here or Chairman James Billy, Chief Billy, if you're here in the audience, Jeanette Cypress, I know these people have been around today, Mayor John Graham of White Springs. If you'd join us up here, Captain Richard Miller, manager of the park, are you around? Well, I don't want to keep you all waiting, and I think we've kept these good people here on stage waiting long enough. I don't think there's a more appropriate place anywhere than this stage at the Florida Folk Festival to honor the recipients of this award. They have advanced our knowledge and appreciation of Florida folklife beyond measure. And I know that you, the audience here, will want to help extend thanks for their contributions to the cultural life of our state. Some of you may know that there was a brief ceremony in Tallahassee 2 days ago, but it was only a warm-up for today. And if you don't already know about the reception that will follow this ceremony, the Florida Folklore Society will be holding it for the recipients in the auditorium that adjoins the information table just over the hill. You're all cordially invited to that after this ceremony. But as I was saying, the Florida Folklife Council established the Florida Folk Heritage Award last year to acknowledge and honor outstanding folk artists and folk cultural advocates whose lifelong devotion to folk arts, folk lore, and folk life is a distinguished affirmation of the rich cultural legacy of the citizens of Florida. In 1985, the council members conferred the award on five people: Susie Billy, Thelma Bolton, Lucretti Clark, Frog Smith, and Lillian Saunders. It is deeply regretted that two of the initial recipients of the award, Mrs. Lucretti Clark and Mrs. Lillian Saunders, passed away this year. But I know everyone involved in creating and presenting the award last year is grateful to have been able to recognize them thoroughly with the award last year. This afternoon, we have Captain Miller even join us? Well, yes? Oh, wonderful. We do have some dignitaries with us to help us recognize the recipients of the 1986 award. Before going further, I would like to recognize them. Captain Miller just joined us, manager of the Stephen Foster State Folk Culture Center, and next to him, is Ms. Shirley Cannon, president of the Florida Folklore Society. To proceed, though, it's the members of the Florida Folklife Council who you need to know if you don't already know them. And here on their behalf is chair of the Florida Folklife Council, Dr. Pat Waterman. Will you come forward, Pat?
First of all, I really think that on behalf of you and the council and the recipients, we ought to thank Ormond, who's director of the Florida Folklife Program, whom you just heard, and really others with the Department of State and with the Florida Folklife Program for really making these Heritage Awards possible. I know that the staff is all really pleased to see this kind of thing develop in our country, and I know they feel it's a great day for Florida. Before Ormond asked me if I would introduce the council members to you, one reason is that we would like nominations for next year's recipients of these awards to come from you. You know people in the state who you think are performers or have really advanced the cause of folklore, and it's up to you to let the council know who you think really deserves some recognition. And so let me give you the names of the council members. So many of them are here, but they are not able to be right here on the podium. They include Jeanette Cypress from the Seminole Indian Tribe of Hollywood, Beverly Carter of Miami. You may not know any of these, but never mind. That doesn't matter. Ron Foreman from the University of Gainesville, Bill Green of Tallahassee, Mick Maloney of Philadelphia in Ireland, whom you've heard performing here, but it's very weak now, and Kathy Segrew of Jacksonville. These are the members of the Florida Folklife Council who do the final consideration of the awards. The council, the Florida Folklife Council, first discussed the very idea of our giving recognition to outstanding folk artists about 5 years ago. We began to discuss it. What we did was we looked at other awards given other places, in other states, for example, and we looked at the National Heritage Fellowships of the National Endowment for the Arts, which is given by our government to distinguish artists. And we looked also at the Living Treasures Program of Japan that some of you know about, craftsmen and performers who are declared to be indeed living treasures of Japanese culture. It became clear to us, after kicking this around for quite a while, that we increased recognition of Florida's leading folk artists and the folk cultural advocates, people who work for folkloric programs, was really seriously needed in the state of Florida. During recent years, we have seen a growing interest in Florida folk life. And I'm proud, and the rest of us are, that our state now has an award to acknowledge the achievements of individuals who make folk culture of our past available to us today. The recipients of these awards are considered by the communities of which they are a part to be among the best representatives of shared expressive tradition in our country. The award is a token, and only a token, of the gratitude that many people feel for the work these people have done. And the Folklife Council is eager to make this gesture on behalf of the state as a step toward the fullest possible recognition from all Floridians. This is an unusual kind of thing the state is doing, and I think we should be aware of the kind of thing that we are trying to do. This year, the Folklife Council has selected three exceptional people to receive the award. The late Edward Fleming Jr., who was represented here today by his widow, Mary McLean Smith, and Nancy Morgan. Their accomplishments reflect the values of our forebears, preserve the beauty of traditional expression, and infuse our everyday lives with creativity. Revered for their efforts by their neighbors and their peers alike, these individuals are an inspiration to us all. Edward Fleming, Mary McLean Smith, and Nancy Morgan are indeed our state treasures. These three representatives of Florida's folk culture have shown us that folk life and the artists who keep folk traditions alive provide some kind of continuity in our society. These three people and the others like them tie together our progressive times to the positive qualities of our past, qualities such as personal enterprise and commitment to community. The recipients of this award help us remember who we are and where we have come from. I would like now, we are going to make the presentations, are we? And Armand, are you going to do the presenting? For Mrs. Fleming?
Mm-hmm.
Will you read this so the people who know who
All
you
right.
are?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Edward L. Fleming of Dade City was an active participant and promoter of the annual Florida Folk Festival from 1960 until his death in 1981. He served for many years as a member of the Board of Trustees of the Stephen Foster Memorial, precursor to the Florida Folklife Council. Because of his love for old ways, especially folk music and old-time crafts, he encouraged many young people to learn and appreciate traditional songs and skills. He was much beloved by many folk festival participants.
Yes, and this is Ms. Fleming. Could you read this so they can hear?
Surely. This certificate is presented to Edward L. Fleming, Jr., in grateful recognition of outstanding contributions to the folk life of Florida, 1986.
These are splendid. I think you can see this. Can you describe this to them?
This is the state seal, and it reads, presented to Edward L. Fleming, Jr., May 24th, 1986, in grateful recognition of outstanding contributions, so forth.
Yes. Thank you very much.
The next is Mary Smith McLean. Mary Smith McLean, an Afro-American vocalist from Bradenton, is known for her blues and gospel music. She brings to the stage over 70 years of singing experience. As a child, she performed with minstrel shows. During her teen years, she appeared in carnivals. By the time she reached adulthood, Ms. McLean had her own act in an Afro-American tent medicine show as blues singer billed as Walking or Diamond Tooth Mary. She has performed her traditional repertory at the Smithsonian Institution's Festival of American Folklife in Washington, D.C., throughout the United States, and in Europe. Within recent years, she has become popular with audiences across Florida, appearing frequently at the Florida Folk Festival and elsewhere in the state.
I want to thank each of you. Hadn't been for you and you, this never would have happened. You're all involved in this thing. And I want to thank all of you, especially Mr. Gallagher and the original Stompers, because he's the first one brought me here to this event. And I want to thank him, too, to the bottom of my heart, and I never shall forget him. And I want to thank all of you again. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope I see you next year. God bless you.
The next is Ms. Nancy Morgan. Nancy Morgan, White Springs, is an Anglo-American quilter who continues many of her family's pioneer skills, especially domestic arts. During the 1970s, she helped to found the Suwannee River Crafts Guild. Throughout her 16-year involvement with the Guild, she has organized many local quilt shows and taught numerous quilting workshops in the Suwannee River region. She also demonstrates lye soap making and other old ways at cultural events and historical centers in North Florida. Ms. Morgan and her husband are sponsors of the award-winning Suwannee River Cloggers, which meet weekly at their home and incidentally are performing here.
I want to thank each and every one for this award. It's my first. It was a great surprise, but a happy one. Thank you.
I think there's one final thing. Shirley Cannon would like to present these recipients of the award with a letter. Shirley, would you like to explain the letter?
The Florida Folklore Society is very privileged to be able to be a part of this ceremony today. Our society is relatively new. It's a nonprofit, private organization open to all who are interested in Florida folklore or Florida folk life. Today, we're very honored to be able to make these three wonderful ladies lifetime members of the Florida Folklore Society. And we invite all of you to join us at the top of the hill at the reception as we express our appreciation on behalf of all of you for what they have done for Florida. Thank you.
Well, before concluding, do join us for the reception in honor of Ms. Fleming, Ms. McLean, and Ms. Morgan. It will be beginning in the next few minutes in the auditorium that is part of the administration building just up the hill. Thank you for your attention, and don't forget that the evening program resumes here on the amphitheater stage at 7:00. Thank you.